You say where we at? Ooh, actually. Might as well plug it.
Yeah, we over here.
Crack Alley.
We're live in the street.
The walking crackhead alley. Alright, Dead in Hip Hop. Here with another conversation. We're here at Downtown Players Club in Atlanta, Georgia. And we got some special guests on the show, so I'm gonna let y'all introduce yourselves.
How you doing? Sketch 185, represent Chicago. Tomorrow Kings, War Church, Reservoir Sound. What's up?
Uncommon NASA, in town, first time in Atlanta, at least playing music. And I'm me.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. That. Swing this back over.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
About this kid, we've been E friends for a while, and the funniest shit is, like, I've been a fan of his music for a long time. I've reviewed his albums on my channel, we reviewed his albums on Dead in Hip Hop, but he kept under wraps that I've secretly been a fan of this dude for like 20 fucking years. We won't go into details, but all of your favorite nerdy rap albums back in the day, this motherfucker had a part of that shit. So if you don't know which albums I'm talking about, do your Googles, go look them up, figure it out.
This is my first run on my new album with my boy Analog Tape Dispenser. It's called, the group is called War Church. The album's called Gunship Diplomacy. It came out October 21st. Been working on it off and on for like 5 years. It's pretty crazy, you know, doing my second tour with NASA.
This is the third Halfway tour. It's my last album, which is called Halfway. And my first tour to Southeast. First tour in a while that I haven't played any of the cities that I'm doing. So I'm pumped about that. And Halfway is the album, still. I believe in long form promotion.
All right, so this is the question that we got sent. And we didn't answer this on our regular show because I was like, no, I'm gonna save this shit. So I really wanna hear what NASA has to say. So this is a question from Christian Garmon. And he says, do you believe the landscape of hip hop will change in any way due to the presidential election? Will there be more conscious rap made?
You don't want that. Alright. If anything, it'll change for the worse. Like, music will get worse. Like, it'll get far worse. Because now, like, you have a cartoonish asshole that everybody can write about. And everybody's gonna be a political rapper now. Everybody's gonna have something to say. And instead of like I was saying this a couple weeks ago, like, my first thing that I put out that was something that I promoted was in 2000. So I worked on it in 99 with the group that I was in. So I've been doing music for the last 16 years as far as releasing it. So I did all 8 years of Bush, all 8 years of Obama. My music, in terms of like being socially conscious or, you know, politically relevant or anything like that, got way better under Obama, because when Obama was president, people generally were under the idea that things were fine. And when people think that things are fine, it allows you to nuance in the space to point out things that are not fine. Because you're not just talking about a president did this, the president did that, and the Democrats did this, and the Republicans did that. You're talking about the police. You know, you're talking about, this is what police do individually. This is what's happening at these precincts. This is what's happening in Flint, Michigan. This is what's happening in Standing Rock. When you're under a dictatorship that's coming in now with Camacho, you know, it's gonna be just, people are just gonna not like his personality and the things that he says and the environment he sets. And in rap music, I think that's gonna lead to a lot of the typical sort of left field, like pseudo-anarchist, corny political rap shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people talk about, like, is music gonna get better? Like, music's been great the last 8 years. Like, mainstream rap music has been addressing social issues. When did that happen in the 8 years under Bush? Like, there's probably examples, but not nearly as many as the last 8 years. So, I think it's gonna get worse.
Camacho?
I refer to him as President Camacho. Why? Because of Idiocracy. It's a reference, but I refuse to say his name. I won't even say his name. Like, fuck that dude. Like, I didn't even see Idiocracy. I'd heard about it for a long time. It's a movie that Mike Judge did that nobody watched, and cost the studio millions of dollars, and you know, whatever. And it was actually Owen Wilson was in it, who I typically don't like, but he was great in this. And Maya Rudolph, and it was a great movie about like this weird future society where people were so stupid that they couldn't even function. They were like feeding plants with Mountain Dew and shit. Like it's a really funny movie. And I know it's an obscure reference, but believe me, over the next 8 years, it's not going to be very obscure because this movie's going to start to cycle back up. It already is. So the rest of the 8 years, I'm calling him Camacho. The president in that movie is Camacho.
You think he'll get reelected?
It's really hard to beat anybody once they're in, it's hard to get them out. And who the Democrats got? Who's coming off the bench? Like, that's the problem, is they haven't developed anybody. You know, it's like having a baseball team with no minor league system. Like, you know, Obama hasn't really set up anybody. Hillary didn't set up anybody. Bernie didn't set up anybody. So who's the person that's gonna take Storm in 4 years? They got 4 years. They got a year and a half to get this shit straightened out if you're gonna win in 4 years.
Yeah.
Tops. And I don't feel hope about shit. So
you don't think that there's gonna be a whole bunch of rappers like you that are pissed off, right, disenfranchised, so, wanting to talk about it?
So here's the thing. I've the last couple years I've really bought into this thing where like I like to make music from the inside out. Okay, so what I mean by that is I might have an opinion on something that happened, like Eric Garner was murdered in my neighborhood. But Eric Garner is a story, you know, that tragedy was known by everybody.
Right.
You know, at the same time, because it was my neighborhood, I was able to put a personal spin, my inside thoughts on that issue. Mm-hmm. Previously, like when I wasn't really as good, I was doing, you know, songs about Katrina. I did a song about Katrina. I did plenty of songs about 9/11 in my old group. But you can make a great song that way, but that's still outside in. So he can make a song about Camacho, and I can make a song about him, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe they're both good songs, whatever, but they're not personal. And so now you're gonna have a lot of people that are all lasered in on the same thing. It's gonna be a copy of a copy of a copy.
Oh, so you think it'll just be watered down?
I think it'll be watered down, but I don't think there'll be any. Music wins when it's from a personal perspective.
Okay.
If there's a policy that affects somebody in particular, you know, and the person talks about how it affected them, then that'll be a successful song musically. But okay. I don't think, I would struggle to think of a song in any era, in any genre, that just focused on the person at the top. Like, is there a song about Nixon that you're just like, oh man, that really nailed it? Mm-hmm. Like, because it's dated, you know? Right. So it was the policies and the things that were inflicted by Nixon,
right,
that people wrote songs about that, you know, changed nothing because we just elected a crazy person. Like, I feel that down about music. Right? That night in the election, I was like, all these songs have been written there for all these years, all this time, and this is still what we're doing. This is it. It's just as bad. After 30, 40 years, I don't know. Maybe, hopefully in like 3.5 years, I'll look back on this and be like, man, I'm glad I was wrong. But
yeah,
at this point, it's just.
I've said for the last 8 years, there's been too big of a rise in escapist music. Like around the time Obama was elected, I was at this spot called the Old Town Pub at a Flash of Diamond show, watching the cool kids do their first show.
Oh, thanks, okay.
That was a terrible show.
Really?
They were really bad. But they're still rapping over their vocals. But I was going with it, I looked and was looking at the crowd and went, fuck. This is rap music. You don't have to be from an urban environment to feel, but still be involved in. And from there, I just watched little by little certain levels of seriousness leave the conversation of at least underground independent music, not entirely, but in a large form, in a way in which one of my friends said, I don't feel like thinking anymore, I just want to dance. It's too early to see what's gonna happen, but I'm interested in seeing whether that trend of kind of passing things off and like the heavy use of like drugs the way it was. Because when I was in college, like, Molly wasn't shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now I know grown men just, like, sweating in front of bass amps and shit. You know what I'm saying? To it, you know. And I'm interested in seeing whether the tone of the country causes a change. Hell, even in the style of dance music, if that's the only thing that changes. We do nerdy rap music. around the time that happened is around the time the bottom fell out for a lot of rappers. And a lot of dudes start wearing candy colors and starting to dance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people started touring with rock bands and fucking their career straight up and like things like that. I'm not saying that it's going to get aggressive again. We're entering a new age in which media saturation is in a way in which it's never been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure where music's going to go, but I imagine there's going to be some type of restlessness. And I'm interested in seeing what the youth who actually give a fuck do with that restlessness.
In order for all that to happen, people have to suffer. Either cynically or seriously or jokingly, you're actually asking whether music will improve if people suffer. That's mm-hmm. that's what the question is. If people suffer, will music get better? And that's just a sentence that can't really be said, because you're asking for people to suffer for music to get better when it's fine right now.
Or do you think it's like, more... Okay, so this is the way I think about it. So, this is the first time in a while that certain minority groups are feeling specifically targeted, right? So like, of course, they were targeted before, but not like this. This is the first time where you've had the gays, you've had Mexicans that are directly being targeted, and they feel like this is a direct result of the president-elect. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that they want people to suffer, but what about the fear that this thing is going to happen? That may never happen.
I mean,
but
it's gonna happen. This dude's the president. Like, he ain't, like, there's this huge, like, kind of thing that's going around in the media with people that they're just like, he just said those things to get elected. He can't really do them. Why can't he do them? He's got both houses. He's got the presidency. He didn't say it because he was lying. Like, here's the thing that people don't understand about elections, is when you vote, you are upheld to. The person that wins has to uphold to you. Like, a lot of liberals a lot of times will say, well, I'm not going to vote because I want to send a message to the Democrats. But the message you're sending is they can't count on your vote, so they will go to another place. You know what I'm saying? They will go to the center. You know, they will go to the center right instead.
Wow, that's a good point.
Like, they're not, they're, if all of Bernie's people had come out and voted for Hillary, she would have tilted her whole presidency to the left. Like, people don't realize that, like, Bernie's platform was, like, by 75% or so adopted into the Democratic platform. Like, that was the agreement for his endorsement, for him to speak at the convention. That's what happened. But everybody's too worried about, like, you know, what's his name, saying some crazy shit, you know? And I think, you know, Lesser of Two Evils really is going to come back to haunt a lot of people, you know? And if it, but most of the people that say that are white, so, you know, but they don't have to think about it.
Yeah,
that's
they
the
have
problem.
A privilege of opinion.
I say that to people all the time. Like, what are you going to say to X, Y, and Z? You going to look them in the face and tell them you wanted to send a message by voting for Jill Stein?
Right.
Fuck out of here.
And, you know, my question back is, do you think you're going to be on the sidelines? Just being able to enjoy this great music.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you think
you're going to have time to do it in between, like, the mass deportations?
Yeah, so as everybody's getting fucked over, you chilling at a bar, drinking your great drink or your shitty drink, listening to this awesome music, getting to wax poetic about somebody else's suffering, how it made your favorite song of the month.
Right.
Or do you think that that good music is going to prompt you to actually want to do some shit?
Yeah.
So you think that that's actually a possibility?
I mean, it's like this. If it's a possibility, it's going to be brand new. You know what I'm saying? Like some people probably learned about shit with Public Enemy, but we didn't get the uprising some people hoped for.
Right.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of times that's preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
You know, like, That's just you're already, the people that want that kind of music are already politically aware. Most of the best music in history was made and it's not political. All those hits from R&B and soul legends, from rock and roll legends, all that stuff, you know, reggae, dancehall, any genre you want to name, like, some of it is political, some of it's not. It doesn't have to be political to be good. That's what, that's what's up
the late motherfucker just come in and just do shit.
That's good, man. That's
twice you fucked up.
He can always get, he can always get back to this point.
Wait.
Can't let him go.
If he ain't know. So what were you saying?
I don't know. So most of the music that came out that were hits were not political.
Yeah, I mean, only people that like political music want to listen to political songs. I mean, some people are affected by, you know, the great political songs, you know, but like, people that aren't about Public Enemy aren't turning on Public Enemy. I mean, you know, you listen to Fight the Power when you want to fight the power.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Right.
I love Public Enemy. Chuck D's one of my two most inspired MCs in my whole career. But like, there are not people that are going to be, you know, that are not politically adept that are going to be reaching into their collections for political music just because somebody got elected president that they don't like. Like, it's, some people really separate music. It's like church and state.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they want their music to be music. You know, I've talked to many people over the years that are like, music's not art, it's entertainment. I'm just like, that's a terrible way of thinking about it. But that's a lot of people. Especially now that music's so fucking disposable. You know, it's just on your Spotify playlist and then it's gone. But you know what I mean? It's like water.
What if that changed though? What if these artists saw what's actually going on and they actually started to give a fuck about the people that are spending their money on their product? What if people like Jay-Z, I keep wanting to say Kanye, I can't say Kanye, but what if people like Jay-Z, who else is really popular?
Drake.
What if people like that started to go out there and actually use their voice?
That's the old Michael Jordan shit. I mean, Cameron, you know, Republicans buy records too.
Wait, what's the Michael Jordan thing?
Michael Jordan was asked like his opinions on different social issues. Well, and he was like, he's like, Republicans also buy my shoes.
And trust me, I'm from Chicago. He didn't do shit for us.
He
did shit for years.
Yeah, for years.
He just put last year. Just last year. He just said something.
You don't think that with this climate, maybe some other artists are going to start to see, okay, maybe I should start talking?
I agree with NASA, right? And I wanted to jump in a couple times, but y'all was... so I didn't want to interrupt. But I didn't think about it from your perspective of... Now there's a singular figurehead for people to attack, right? So when you pose the question, I'm thinking, hell yeah, music is gonna get better because now you're gonna have people that didn't talk about some of these social, economic, political type of topics talking about it. And to me, it's always better when more people are talking about things that people need to hear about.
Right.
But the point that you made, I was like, damn, he's fucking 1,000% right. Because now you're right, that voice is gonna be too loud. People aren't gonna think.
Right?
Because now it's too easy. Now it's just, okay, you know what, man? I'm gonna throw about six bars of fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump, right?
Now it's just good. YG. Now I'm good.
Exactly, like YG. Everyone jumped on the bandwagon.
But that I feel like that was a little bit different because that was a little bit before, like, just fuck Donald Trump. Like, everything doesn't have to be.
But a lot of that, like, you got a lot of the people, the artists that were starting to speak out like him. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, do you actually think, if it was anybody else, he would have ever made that record?
I understand.
It started with him.
But like how NASA said that music starts internally and then it goes out. Once he thought, YG thought that Donald Trump was a viable candidate, he was like, fuck Donald. I don't think there's nothing wrong with making that type of music, but I think that it is an issue when you have 1,000 hip hop artists doing the same exact thing.
What's that issue?
What do you mean?
We all know that it won't be everybody, you know, but it'll be probably just enough people to talk about it because like you said, it's gonna start from an internal place. And it has to start from that place so it can be authentic. And I think from it being and coming from an authentic place, it would resonate more with people.
Because it's gonna be the bandwagon thing to do. Because I've always said it, not everybody needs to take a stand in a social political environment. Everybody is not a leader. Everybody does not need to have that voice.
You're normalizing activism when you have somebody who is not adept to talking about it. You're then taking the edge off of it when somebody educated says something. Say that I get to a point where people actually give a fuck about what I say. Like, my voice is gonna be drowned out, even though I actually know about the issue. I can't compete with that as an indie artist, but I could have a greater impact if that mess wasn't in the way. You know, if there wasn't just a cacophony of noise of mainstream artists pretending to give a fuck when they don't. You know, and I don't think that people listen to celebrities like that. I mean, when has there ever been a celebrity, like a glossy type celebrity or a pop rap person that has changed public opinion?
I mean, what the celebrity, like, I'm talking about Jay-Z, what he needs to do is, it has nothing to do with talking publicly. He needs to partner with schools and help develop after school programs that involve coding or get somebody who can actually talk to work on getting trade training back in high schools. or after school program, because there are hundreds of thousands of those jobs right now, and they need people for them right now.
Because there are people that are big, small, whatever, doing things, but the people in the landscape of a Jay-Z, of a Kanye, of a Drake need to partner up with the Jalen Roses of the world that are already doing something. Attach yourself to something. And to me, do it domestically. I understand that, you know, stuff happens in Haiti, stuff happens to our neighbors, which is cool. And if you see rappers like The Game donating, but like, what are we doing here? My issue always with the presidential debates and candidacy and all of that shit is we talk about all of these other fucking countries. Like you mentioned briefly, Flint, they still have fucked up water. Right. This is America.
To your point, like the reason that celebrities talk about foreign countries and, you know, national disasters, besides the fact that they do care and they do want to help, is that's not politically risky at all. Like, it's politically, unfortunately, it's politically risky for a famous person to, like, get a charter, you know, truckload of water sent out to Flint. That's some shit that'll put some heat on them. Because the people that are in that state will be like, yo, who the fuck is this guy from New York bringing like trucks and trucks of gallons of water in here? Like, who killed him to do that? But if he sends the same donation down to Haiti, who's gonna stop him? You know? So like, obviously there's concern about these other countries. I don't wanna minimize like these disasters, but those are things that a person with a good heart can do without thinking twice about. Now things in America, unfortunately, it takes more than just having a good heart. You have to then have a good brain that you're like, yo, I don't care about the repercussions of this. This Flint shit is wrong. This shit that's going on with the police is wrong. You know, how many people, you know, speak out about that shit? Maybe one tweet, and then you don't hear them talk about it at all. No other questions, no other answers. Because that's just them doing what we do. That's just them reading Twitter and being like, this fucked up. Like, you know, like, that just because they're famous doesn't mean that their tweet means anything. Like, we keep taking these tweets from these celebrities and saying, oh, look, such and such cares. Fuck, he does. Like, fucking tweet.
You are moved.
You know?
Yeah.
He cares just as much as you and I.
Yeah. But that person got the power to change it. We don't. We have some power, but not as much as the people that you're asking me about.
So I think the consensus is no.
Yeah, the consensus is no.
The consensus in this room, I'm still a little bit hopeful, a little bit, but I think for the most part, to answer your question, I think the consensus is most likely no. So thank you for sending in that question. Once again, make sure you go check out Sketch 185's music. Make sure you go check out Uncommon Nas's music. Make sure you check out Uncommon Records. But thank you once again for coming and talking with us. And yeah, that's it.